Hey, Willie, we're playing some catch up here on 2019 lately.
Yeah. It has not been a great year for me in terms of seeing movies.
But guess what? They're all coming out on VOD now.
Yeah, so now I'm all set.
Yeah, they're all coming
or
out.
Or if you're one of the rare people that has a video store, they're there too.
We've both been hitting up the video store.
I know. I got a stack of three more I got to watch.
It's kind of nice because I don't pay attention to DVD release dates or VOD release dates anymore. So like it's like I'm young again, just going in and
seeing. It's this pleasant surprise,
and going like, oh, that's out.
Yep, I've been doing the same thing, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, we've been hitting up the video store down the street.
Yeah, I'll be watching Mary Poppins Returns soon.
Okay.
Not a horror film.
No.
I don't think.
No, I don't think so either.
No. So I'll be watching that. I'll let you guys know.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched some horror movies.
How far into Stranger Things are you?
Zero.
I'm two, so we won't talk about that either.
We won't talk about that yet. Yeah.
What have you been watching, Willie?
I watched Us.
Okay, I think we can both talk about this.
Watched Us.
Yes.
I enjoyed Us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good as Get Out. There's no doubt about that in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's not... I liked it. I think there's a lot of cool ideas. I don't know that they all gel together for me particularly well. I like some of the visual stuff going on there, some of the designs, the idea of what is actually going on, that the big plot, which is kind of a twist-ish, not really, the big plot of like where these people are coming from and stuff, I think that's a cool concept. I just think it's all a bunch of ideas that don't get fully realized. So I was left not even disappointed, just kind of going, okay, all right, you know. It feels like a sophomore effort. And I don't mean that in like I'm not... That's not like a damning thing to me,
right?
But it definitely a sophomore effort from somebody like what Jordan Peele, what he's pulled off so far is still a really enjoyable film.
Mm-hmm.
But it definitely feels like a sophomore effort to me.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the things that you and I think we talked about right after you watched it, and you kind of hit it for me, is with a horror movie. Horror movies obviously work best when you feel like the main characters are in danger.
Sure, of course.
And there's something that I found interesting about the movie, which is the characters seem so sure of themselves. Surrounded. This is on a first watch. And by the way, we're going to spoil some of these movies, so just a heads up.
Sure.
But the characters seem so kind of sure of themselves a lot of the time. It never... When I watched Get Out, I felt like the main character was in danger like the entire movie.
Yeah, even in like scenes that weren't particularly dangerous.
In Us, I never really feel like... It's... Especially towards like the end, I never feel like any of them are in danger that much, and I don't know if it's the way the reactions to what's happening around them just felt off to me and kind of stilted in some ways.
I don't mind them being self-assured in the sense that like it's kind of nice to see African American characters who like are like taking control of the situation and kicking ass and not being the trope of the horror movie,
right?
Which is kind of faded.
And honestly,
anyway.
It's nice to see horror movie characters in general do that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But. I do have issues with how they are reacting to the bigger picture of what's going on around them. How they're reacting to the fact that this is a global situation, presumably, or at least in the U.S.
Yes.
That, to me, there's never a moment of them going, oh my God, what do we do? Like, there's never a moment of like them realize, like, them letting it sink in, like, our lives as we know it are completely over. This is not an isolated thing. Like, once we defeat these copies of us, this isn't over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is like almost apocalyptic. And you never get a sense of that. You see some of the scope of it and the scale of it, and I like that. I like that it opens the world up.
Me too.
I like the scale of it, but you don't. I don't feel like they ever acknowledge the scale of it. It's just kind of like, oh, there's some more clones.
It feels
better
like,
deal with that.
It's like a okay. So if Get Out was essentially, I don't know, it's like his Nightmare on Elm Street, basically,
right?
Kind of like his like a perfect. Not I know it wasn't his first movie, but it's like a perfect movie. And I think Get Out is pretty perfect. This is like. I don't want to say Shocker because it's a better movie than Shocker, but it's one of those West movies that gets a little bit too bogged down in the subtext.
This is the Amish one.
I was thinking more People Under the Stairs.
Yeah, sure. What's the Amish West movie?
Is that Deadly Blessing?
Yeah. This is Deadly Blessing.
So is that, but it's like one of those Wes movies where Wes can get sidetracked by subtext.
Yes.
And I think Peele gets a little bit too into the subtext, and that's the interesting part of the movie. And it's why when I watch it on a second time, it's one of those movies that I'll go back to and I'll find maybe more rewarding.
Sure.
On a second watch.
Sure.
Yeah. But the issue is that first watch, I was kind of taken out of it a lot of the time.
I would agree.
Just by the way the characters are reacting. And yeah, like you said, just like never feeling that danger
all
the time. Yeah.
Overall, it's worth a watch. No question.
Oh, definitely.
But I was a little bit, I would say slightly let down by it.
Okay.
The other one I watched, and you just watched as well, is Happy Death Day to You.
We both watched this last night.
You. Prince would approve.
Our winner.
Of this title.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah, the winner of our Blumhouse bracket.
The sequel to the winner of our Blumhouse bracket. So
the bracket that we had exactly the same throughout.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I was looking forward to this. The trailer was really cool. And I had fun with it, and I did enjoy the movie. Once again, I felt a little bit let down by this one, which is not a huge surprise. It's a sequel to a movie that I really, really loved, and it's in the horror genre. So, you know, history would tell us that oftentimes it's not going to be as good as what came before, and it's not. I do think it maintains a lot of the heart and the wit of that first movie, which is what made that first movie so fun. What I do think it loses basically completely is there's like nothing that feels like a slasher movie in this movie to
right.
me. Not even like remotely.
I'm
and
yeah.
At least in the first one, I felt like it belonged in the slasher genre, even though it was a pretty extreme spin on the slasher genre. It felt like it fit amongst those kind of oddball slasher movies, and I love that. But it was so much its own thing because of the heart and the wit and the lead character, you being so invested in her, that carried forward here. But man, this does not have anything slasher about it.
Yeah, I do want to like caution people. I had read somewhere that it was not really a horror movie
at all.
It's like it's kind of a science fiction comedy. This one,
100%.
Yeah,
and I guess I didn't need it to lean as heavily as the first one did into the slasher stuff, but I needed a little bit more of that, I guess. Or maybe I just was shocked by how little of that there was.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it. The lead actress is great.
She is the reason I think both of these movies work so well for me, because I think she's really fantastic in both of these movies. Honestly, that main core cast is really good.
The lead guy was really good, too. The
lead guy's really good, and her friend is really good in this one
as
well. The one that's in the first one, the nurse.
Yes. I should say it's very funny because obviously they're, for the most part, wearing the same clothes throughout the entire movie and in the first movie because of what the movie is. the lead guy, the romantic interest, right?
Yeah.
I had that exact flannel. Like,
oh, do you?
The same one. And I find that really funny. Every time I put it on now, I'm like, oh, that's the Death Day flannel. I don't know.
I think I'm a little bit more positive than you are on it, maybe. I had a lot of fun with it. I liked it less than the first movie. Like you said, it maintained a lot of what I really liked about the first movie.
It did.
I think it goes at times. So my issues with it are this. I think this and Us have a lot in common. I think they're like one more draft away from being kind of
like,
great.
Kind of great.
They're
right?
both follow-ups to like, I know Us is not a sequel to Get Out, but they're both follow-ups to successful movies that came out in the same year.
You almost wonder if the pressure and for both of these to get that next thing out maybe
rushed it a little.
A little bit?
Yeah, I kind of feel like it because without spoiling, there's a decision the main character has to make in the movie that doesn't feel right or earned, I guess is the word I'm looking for, maybe. It feels like it's a decision that she doesn't necessarily have to make.
Right. I would agree.
And they play around with why she has to make it. I'm being really vague here. But what they do is they give her a reason why she needs to go back to where she needs to go back to. It's a time travel movie, so that's not too spoilery. Right. But they brush past it and kind of move on. Like it's like a quick scene where they like.
It's a major kind of thrust of the character. Like,
yes.
Like where she's headed, and it doesn't feel developed enough.
The movie, it's a little bit too busy in some ways, because the second half of the second act should have been based around the question that would have propelled the reason why she has to do what she does, and it's not.
It all sounds so funny if you haven't seen this movie, but like, yeah, but it makes sense, I swear.
Yeah, the people who have seen it, I think, will know what I'm at least talking about, even if they disagree. The decision she has to make should have been fleshed out a little more.
Agreed.
What I loved about this movie, though, because there are a couple things. Oh, the other thing I had an issue with, it's a funny movie, but I think it goes a little bit too broad at times.
It does.
With
yeah.
the principal character, especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a weirdly similar situation to Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2, where I feel like the humor does get more broad in both of those sequels.
Yes.
And I think some people it really works for, and some people go, ew.
And weirdly enough, I feel like that's something that could have been ironed out a little bit, like, yeah. if with a little bit more time.
Sure. Agreed.
What I loved, the suicide montage.
Yeah, it's good.
It's very dark, but it's funny.
Yeah.
What was there was one more thing I wanted to point out real quick about
how old this dude, you know?
It did not do well enough for a sequel as well.
So we won't be seeing a Happy Death Day.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Small thing, but it's kind of what I loved about it. So it's this movie is inspired heavily by Back to the Future 2.
Yes.
And it mentions Back to the Future 2. And there's a thing I love because
other movies have mentioned Back to the Future this year. That's a lot of Back to the Future going on.
But the main character does not know what happens in Back to the Future 2 in this movie. And I have I find it very annoying nowadays. Everybody seems to have the same pop culture knowledge in movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's just automatically assumed that every character knows what happens in Back to the Future 2 or
right.
something like that all the time. It's a great character thing for her to just have no clue. And it's a callback to the first movie because she had no clue what happened in Groundhog Day either.
Right, that's true. Speaking of that, there's a fun moment in Us where the one kid goes, "What's Home Alone?"
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. You know, kind of funny.
There, I do kind of like when characters, like, recognize the fact that, like, oh, she doesn't watch movies. Like, just because you're making a movie doesn't mean the characters know
right.
every single movie
exactly.
ever. And there is something I respect about this movie, too, and the first movie is they're... I don't mind self-referential. I love Scream, but, like, I like that these movies do their own thing and don't rely on
yeah,
that.
Like, I agree.
Even this one, like, veering off from horror a little bit, I like that it's just its own weird thing, and I'm glad we got two of them. I like them both.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
You've
been watching anything else, Willie?
No, I think it's about it. You had something else.
Oh, Willie, I got two more things.
Cool.
Two more things. The first one is the undercard, I would say. Not the main event. The main event's coming later. The first one I got is Escape Room.
Escape Room, yes.
Escape Room.
I thought Escape Plan for some reason. The third one of that's out now, by the way.
Oh, is that the third one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The
Batista
the one,
right? This is with Batista?
And Stallone.
And Stallone. And 50
Batista
Cent.
And Stallone are in 2 and 3.
And Curtis Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, he's in all of them, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Batista is in 2. That one's on Amazon. So we can't do this 2 weeks in a row. Just get sidetracked by everything. Escape Room is pretty much like a PG-13, not as clever in some ways, Saw and Cabin in the Woods matchup.
Oh, boy.
Mashup. It's kind of a decent movie to watch, like, on a Friday. Like, if this is on Netflix, you could do worse.
Sure. Sure.
If it's on something you've already paid for the month, you could do worse.
That's fair enough.
There are a couple, they go into different escape rooms in this movie. It's about a group of characters who are kidnapped and go to an escape room. Or not kidnapped, but they're forced to go through an escape room. And there are different escape rooms, and some of them are kind of like science fiction based. It's a very slick looking movie, too.
Okay.
So it's kind of nice to watch. It's PG-13. I don't hate PG-13 on the face of it. Like,
no.
There are plenty of horror movies that I love that were probably even qualify as PG-13.
Sure.
It's just the problem is, like, the characters are really bland
okay.
and not interesting. So, like, I kind of need something else to grasp onto.
Yeah,
and if it were
not.
R and it, like, their deaths were at least gory.
At least you have that. Yeah.
I have that.
I get that.
Because, like I said, it's not as good as that, like, that first Saw. Like, this is like a... it's probably like a mid-level Saw movie. Like,
okay.
It's probably
like
on
a
that.
Saw 5.
Yeah, like one of those. the ending gets, like, the third act gets really kind of stupid. But it, like I said, it, it's kind of fun. The escape rooms are kind of fun. There are worse things I've watched. Not one of the worst things I've watched is Leprechaun Returns.
Ah, yes.
Now, I felt the need to touch on this because...
Direct sequel to the original.
Did you know this? I had no clue this is a direct sequel.
Yeah, I did. Kevin, our friend and co-worker.
Friend of the pod, yes.
He gave me his review of it. And he was very...
Did Kevin like it?
Oh, he loved it.
Thank goodness.
And he was very excited that what's his name from Pee-wee's Big Adventure and Leprechaun 1 came back.
He's in it.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is from the director of The Void, a movie that I think we both enjoyed.
What a weird jump from The Void to this.
The Void is a movie that I really liked, and I understand the criticisms of it. Like, it's not very original in some ways, but I thought it was like kind of an amazing like effects reel movie, like because it's just so cool looking.
But I dug that about
me
it,
too.
You know? Yeah,
the effects in this are outstanding, and he has a heavy hand in them. He may even be credited with them. I didn't really check into it. The Leprechaun looks really good.
He does. I've seen the trailers and stuff, and he looks really good.
This is a sci-fi production too, and the movie looks good. Like,
maybe they're up in their game, man.
I'm going to give him most of the credit because I've watched a couple sci-fi movies recently. But okay, I was unaware that the main character in this plays the daughter of Jennifer Aniston's character. Yes. From the first movie. And I shit you not, it replaced the Avengers as the funniest, like, unapproved cameo of the year.
Oh, okay.
Spoilers for Leprechaun Returns, folks. So,
is there a picture of Jennifer Aniston?
I think there's a recording of her. Oh. And what they do is, I looked up, they hired a voice impersonator to do Jennifer Aniston's voice on this recording.
Does it sound like her?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize like until halfway through, I think it was when I heard the voice, I'm like, wait, holy shit, is she supposed to be the daughter of the woman from the first movie? I don't have a lot of, warm
Amazing.
Feelings for you can listen. I was that on the Film Nerds that we did the, or was that here that we did?
It was
the
Film Nerds. Yep.
We did a Leprechaun. I think we did a 2-part Fight the Franchise.
We sure did
with Nikki, and it goes off the rails in the second.
Oh
part.
Yeah.
But,
as any good Leprechaun podcast should.
This is. I am no like big fan of these movies. I think like one of the Hood ones is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know if any like the first one. I don't think is that good.
No, none of them are that great. Let's be honest.
Isn't the second one almost okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the second one's all right.
I'm not going to lie. This might be my favorite one.
There you go.
This is so much better than that stupid Hornswoggle one watched with like the gray.
It's not even a Leprechaun movie.
Like the gray monsters. There are two really good kills in this.
Yeah.
I'm going to spoil one right here because I got to tell you about
it.
Somehow he like a sprinkler gets lodged in this person's throat.
Uh-huh.
And the sprinkler starts moving in the throat and spitting blood out.
That's great.
And there's a window falls and cuts a guy in half.
That's good too.
Yeah, and it's really good.
That's some Omen stuff right there. Yeah.
And
amazing.
The only negative I want to forewarn people is no Warwick Davis.
Right.
But the guy does a good job.
Good.
Much better than Hornswoggle.
Well. Still can't figure that out, but yeah. Well,
I think
there
that's
you go.
It.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah, maybe
we're both watching some movies.
Maybe my next week we'll watch an episode of Stranger Things.
Maybe I'll have one by then. I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe I'll get to three.
Yeah, maybe I'll get to one.
It's good, by the way. But
yeah, I'm sure. No, yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I want to see it, but
yeah,
you know,
it is good. All right, that's it. See you next time.
Yep.